Hi guys, welcome back to the Overmatch podcast. Been out of the loop a little bit, been crazy busy. So I just wanted to get on here and catch you guys up on a few things that have been happening. Got my company, Overmatch, set up and running. We'll talk about that in a little bit more. I'm going to do some training, going to do some consulting. Got a bunch of podcasts lined up. Got my ability to do video podcasts hooked up and ready. So a lot of things moving. Went out to Idaho to train snipers in a place called Hat Creek. Got hired there for 2 weeks. And mostly they train soft special operations snipers. The first week we had a Ranger regiment in. Second week we had some Air Force folks. Great bunch of guys. Had a blast. And what a fantastic facility. I decided to drive out to Idaho. I have something about driving across this country, across the states. I just love it. I've done it a bunch of times. When you have a Sprinter van and has a bed and a fridge and all the bathroom and everything, it makes it so much easier. However, driving across the U.S., especially in the northern part of the U.S. in the winter, not my best idea. Hit I-80, was making great time, and then I hit a little place called Rawlings, Wyoming. If you're from there, God bless you. And they'd shut down the interstate, Interstate 80, a huge highway across the northern part of the states due to bad weather. So I got stuck there. Me and Vinny got stuck in Walmart parking lot for 2 days. Luckily, we had food, and luckily, we had propane for heat, and luckily, I had plenty of work to do, and I have a Wi-Fi puck for the internet and stuff, so got a bunch of stuff done. Still made it there on time, because I built in enough time to deal with little emergencies like that. So got there. Still pretty cold in that part of the world in March, but had a blast training. What a beautiful, beautiful part of the country and part of the world. And getting back into sniper training for really, really well-trained guys was fun. Just bringing them that to that higher level. It was really great. When I got back, the Marine Corps reached out to me, and I am currently onboarding to be a sniper instructor at the Marine Corps Level 1 Special Operations Sniper Course, MARSOC. So they only run a couple of classes a year. So they have some full-time Marine Corps uniform personnel instructors, and then they subcontract independent contractors to come in and teach for them. So I said I'd be honored to do it. My wife actually asked me how much did it pay, and I said, I don't know. I forgot to ask, because it is an honor. I'm doing the onboarding now. I'm almost done with it. And once that gets up and running, I think part of the course is run in Camp Lejeune and part is out in Utah. So I'll probably be out in Utah the last 2 weeks in May teaching Marine Corps snipers. That'll be a blast. So set up my own company, Overmatch. The email is info@overmatchconsulting.com. And the website is www.overmatchconsulting.com. So what's it going to do? The market's going to decide where we bring this thing. And when I say it's me, I say it's me, my wife, Kirsten Morgan, who worked with me at Fieldcraft. She also left. And Sean Kirkwood's going to work with us as well, who used to work at Fieldcraft too, and he left. So between kind of together, we're going to try to address portions of the market that other people kind of neglect. I don't like doing the same thing as everybody else, if I can help it. All right? So it's going to be like three arms. Training, leadership consulting, and some consulting on product development and force modernization stuff for civilian and military market. In the training part, I am not going to do yet any open enrollment courses where I post a course and say, hey, I'm just not there yet. What I'd like to do is, if you're interested in training with us, subscribe to the website and all that, and we will get your email. We will blast out emails to kind of our network and say, hey, we're going to run this course here. And if you're interested, shoot me an email and we'll take it from there. Again, very early on in the process. I'm very interested in private training. If you want training in, you know, long range shooting, ballistics, pistol carbine, whatever that is, we can do a one-on-one or a small group for a fairly reasonable rate, believe it or not. Obviously, if you're close by, it's cheaper because you don't have to pay expenses for flights and stuff like that. I'm looking at an online portion, and maybe there's a kind of hybrid there where if you want to do, you want to get into long range shooting, right? I keep using that because that's kind of a thing. But if you want to get into long range shooting, we can do an online ballistics one-on-one Zoom call class for a couple hours and get you to a base level, and then we can do the in-person stuff. And obviously the online stuff is cheaper. It's just easier to facilitate. The other thing is if you're paying my daily rate or Kirsten's daily rate or Sean's daily rate, I'm okay with you getting a couple of buddies together as long as it's not going to compromise the training, right? So instead of you paying for me to go there for like $100 an hour or whatever it ends up being, then maybe a couple of buddies can get together and I'll come train two or three of you together, as long as it doesn't compromise the training and it doesn't make it unsafe. So there's a limit to it. Very interested in training law enforcement snipers. I think there's a huge gap in the market. I think law enforcement kind of recycle the same training around and around again, and they don't, in my opinion, bring in outsiders enough to have the technical knowledge and the experience, because without the experience as a sniper, it's all theory. So very interested in doing that. And if anybody is looking for that, reach out, info@overmatchconsulting.com. The leadership stuff, kind of get with Sean with that stuff and bring some leadership seminars to small companies. I'm not trying to step in and teach a CEO how to run his company. I'm talking about 50 employees and less, small team sergeant, working parts, dealing with people type of stuff. And I have some stuff up on the website you can look at and just take a look and see if you're interested. Leadership is not that difficult, but it's screwed up so many times. I did a very interesting podcast, which I'll talk about in a little bit, with Oisin the Doctor, Dr. Oisin, about how personalities tie into your leadership style, right? And we're all tied to our personality in one way or another, and it can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. But it'll give you some advice if you're dealing with toxic leaders and how to deal with it, and how it just makes a lot of sense when you're dealing with somebody that's kind of difficult to deal with if he's your boss. And then the other part is consulting for product development for civilian or military market. And this is what I did for a long time, where, you know, when you're developing a new piece of kit for the military, you need engineers to look at it from a technical standpoint, and then you need soldiers to look at it from a utilization standpoint and say, look, I'd never carry that, it's too heavy, or it's this or that, can you change this and this and this? And with decades of experience, and Sean worked in Force Mod too, he wrote the document for the advanced sniper rifle, actually. I mean, it was a big conglomerate of effort, but he's the guy that actually sat down and wrote that thing out, and it was so well written. So we would have the ability to come in, look at your product, give you advice. We know all the players. We know what SOCOM's looking for. We know where the money is. And we might be able to stop you going down a road that you don't need to go down, because there's nothing at the end of it. Or we can advise you and tweak you early enough that you can make it. It's very, very misunderstood process, very complex process. But once you kind of know the back end, you can navigate it pretty easily. So that's kind of the three avenues that we're taking. More to follow. And like I said, the market will kind of steer us in the direction we need to go. If you're looking for somebody to go and learn carbine with body armor and helmet and run and gun on the range, I'm not your guy. There's other guys doing that. Lots of other guys doing that. They'll probably do it better than I would. I believe in my heart that there's a gap in the market for regular folks like you and me to take training, to learn and have a knowledge base to zero your rifle and put that rifle into a capability that you can a common sense utilization rifle, pistol, whatever that is. There's a huge gap in the market for females to get trained by a company that doesn't look down to them or marginalize them or freaking change the way they do. And Kristen is a fantastic instructor, and I'm going to have her lead that up for me. People always ask me advice on training for firearms and this and that, and here's my advice, and it sounds weird, but don't keep going back to training and training with five or six different companies at hundreds of dollars each time for them to teach you the same thing. There's only a couple of ways to grab a handgun, line up your sights, recoil management, go to a good company, take a good solid course, and then utilize your money on ammo and go practice, right? And if you and a couple of buddies really want to get pretty good at shooting, and one of you go to one company, one of you go to another company, and take a course and come back, download drills off the internet and shoot drills. If you stand there, the big mistake people make a lot is they stand on the range and they just blast at paper. And you're not really isolating problems. You're not really learning. There's no focus. You're just making expensive noise. So if you actually shoot drills that are designed to build your capability and critique each other and work together, take that money instead of spending it on training with multiple companies, take that money and buy ammo and go shoot. Start shooting competitively. It's very, very valuable. IPSC, IDPA, precision rifle, anything like that is shooting fast and accurate under pressure. It's really, really beneficial, all right? People will overcomplicate training all the time. There's so many companies out there and they're all fighting for the same customer. So they got to change things and CQB is the worst. If you put a video about CQB on the internet, you'll get 1,000 comments of experts who, well, they didn't pull their weapon up at 45 degree angle and pull it back. Look, stop. I've done CQB on every platform you can imagine. I've done it on commercial aircraft, offshore gas and oil rigs, buses, trains, skyscrapers, modern buildings, ancient cities that were built 1,000 years ago that have no planning to them, and you kick the door and the whole building falls down. Look, I've done it on all of them, and it's not nearly as complicated as people think, or they try it. But if I have to put my niche and my spin on it, and I have to make it super complicated, so you have to come to me for the expertise, right? It's freaking not that complicated. But, and it's the same with a lot of things. People will overcomplicate them because it makes my skill set more rare if I tell you that you need to come to me, okay? If you want to learn CQB and you don't know how to put a tourniquet on, you probably need to reprioritize, right? So the training that we will do here will be for regular folks. It's for the people who don't want to go to the gym until they're in better shape. All right, I would much rather train those guys, right? Regular folks, going to do classes for females, personal instruction, small groups, law enforcement, sniper training. Not long gun, specific sniper training. Because I really have a ton of respect for law enforcement. And I want to make sure I can give back to them. And more affordable than you think, because I don't have a lot of overhead. Here I am in my basement running a podcast. I think the key is keep that overhead very, very low and pass those savings on. If you have a massive network and structure and a massive organization, you have to feed that thing. And it costs a lot of money. And that's why training becomes very expensive. All right. Upcoming. My Tavor video is done. I just got to put some finish in it. The Tavor, I shot a 5.56 Tavor, which is a bullpup weapon. Love that thing. Love it. One of my favorite guns, believe it or not. And I'll show you why in the video. The podcasts, I have a bunch of them lined up. I have a few already made, and I have a bunch of them that I'm reaching out to people. Now that I have the video capability, you're not stuck reaching. I would rather interview people one-on-one. But if you have the right equipment, the video podcast can work. So coming up later on today, I'm interviewing Oisin Feeney, who runs the Troubles podcast, right? If you don't know, the Troubles podcast deals with the violence in Northern Ireland and what they call the Troubles for 30 years and thousands of people died. I obviously grew up in that environment. Oisin has taken a great approach to it where he has really, really, sounds bad, dumbed it down and made it very, very understandable. And he's taken specific incidents one at a time, and it's a fascinating conflict, all right? So I'm just going to talk to Oisin for a little bit. I'm going to ask him about his research and his passion. And the other thing about that podcast is it's really unbiased. He just gives you the facts. There's no opinions, which it's hard to find a good source about Northern Ireland that's not biased in one way or the other. Okay, love that podcast. So that'll be good. I did a podcast a little while ago with Sean Kirkwood talking about the evolution of military equipment since we both came in. I think Sean actually came in the very late 80s and I came in 96, and just what has changed in the US military over that time. Did a podcast like I touched on earlier on with Oisin, who's a doctor, and we talked about how personalities are tied to leadership, because we've all seen leaders that make weird decisions that just don't make sense. And you look at it going, what the hell is going on? But there's personality disorders that are tied to the reason those decisions are being made. And a lot of it's insecurity and all kinds of stuff. So kind of get the perspective from a doctor and from, you know, a guy who dealt with leaders and has been a leader for a very, very long time. So that's a good one. I drove down to South Carolina. There's a lady in South Carolina. She's a district attorney prosecutor, and she prosecutes sex crimes against children online, which, God bless her soul, she is a freaking unsung hero. She took training with me last year and did great. Really, really, really passionate woman about what she does. So basically, she works for law enforcement and she prosecutes these people that are targeting kids online. And if you have kids, you really need that. It's a difficult subject to think, to talk about, difficult subject to even wrap your head around. I think we, as you know, civilians, non-law enforcement, we kind of push that segment of the world out because it's just ugly and it's horrible and it's nauseating. And but if you're a parent, there are people online targeting your kids all the time. And she gives some really, really good advice and looks at a couple of cases. So that's a really good one coming up as well. I have a couple of guys that I'm reaching out to that were in the Ranger Wing with me back in Ireland, and they've gone their separate ways, and some of them have some fantastic stories. So I'm going to interview those guys too. So tons and tons and tons of stuff coming on. Check out the website, overmatchconsulting.com. Register if you can. Shoot us an email. Let's get that email. And then what I'd like to do is, I'm putting together a vehicle dynamics course, which will be kind of legalities. It'll be some scenario stuff, and it'll be defensive driving and pit maneuvers and J-turns and all that kind of stuff. Trying to put that together, make it affordable. Shout out to Austin Lester. Austin used to work with me in Philcraft. He now works for Cryptek in Boise that make outdoor clothing. But I ran into Austin. I went and visited him when I was out there in Idaho, and him and his wife Katie used to work for Fieldcraft. So it was great to see those guys. On my way back from Idaho, instead of going across the north, I was like, I'm not going to risk that again. So I shot south, and I figured I'd go across the 60 through Denver, but it was freaking snowed out. So I kept going south. I'm in Vegas, and then all the way across to 40, all the way back home. It was freaking brutal. But at least with the sprayer van, I could pull in, sleep, get up, go, eat, you know, throw frisbee for Vinny and get it done. All right, guys, tons of stuff coming on. I know I've been out of touch here a little bit, but I'm back in it now. Super excited for the future and what's going to happen. Got lots of stuff happening, and please stay in contact, and let's get some stuff done together. All right, till next time. Thanks, bye.